Dozens of federal judges went to legal seminars at luxury resorts, getting free rooms, free meals, and free money for travel, and failed to file the required public disclosures. As a result, the public has been kept in the dark about what some of the country's top legal officials are up to and whether they might have a conflict of interest. That's all according to a new NPR investigation, and NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach is with us to talk about these findings. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Layla.
Okay, so first, I don't know if people know much about these events that judges are going to, so what can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so every year, various groups like nonprofits, legal organizations, law schools, that kind of thing, host what they call judicial education events for judges, basically legal seminars. And the sponsors will often pay for judges' rooms, meals, even some travel expenses for about a week at a time. And in some cases, the venues can be really pretty fancy. We're talking about a 5-star hotel in London, luxury resorts in Alaska, Bar Harbor, Maine, one near Yellowstone National Park. And judges sometimes travel with family members. One judge told me he took his German Shepherd to one of these conferences. And the total perks can be in the range of a few thousand dollars, up to around $4,000, we found, all free. And this is all allowed, but the judges have to disclose it to the public.
And what do they have to say? What do they have to disclose?
Well, within 30 days, every judge that attends has to file a disclosure report that says who the host was, who paid, who the speakers were, and what the topics were. And then at the end of the year, they also have to declare that they received these free perks on an annual financial disclosure report. Now, I talked about this with Kedrick Payne. He's an ethics expert with the watchdog group, the Campaign Legal Center. And he said it's really important to get this information quickly so people know if a judge has a potential bias.
That information loses most of its value if it's a year and a half later. It's just too distant from the actual potential conflict of interest.
Okay, so NPR found issues with the disclosures for dozens of judges. How did you figure this out?
Well, one of, if not the biggest host of these events is George Mason University, which is based in Virginia. Mm-hmm. It is a conservative-leaning law and economics center and has hosted these events really for decades. But because George Mason is a public university in Virginia, it's subject to that state's Freedom of Information Act. And we filed FOIA requests for the attendee lists for 8 of their events. And we compared those lists with what the judges actually disclosed themselves.
So I'm assuming that's where you found things not matching up.
Exactly. Close to 40 judges we found failed to get their disclosures online within that 30-day window. And then about a dozen did go to these events and then did not declare that they received these reimbursements on their annual financial disclosure report. In other cases, the annual financial disclosure was from years ago, like 2021, 2022, and was just not publicly available at all. Most likely, that's not because the judges failed to file it, but because the office in charge of posting them has a serious backlog. In some cases, they even also removed disclosures because of security reviews, but they wouldn't say exactly for whom. And we should say these issues affect liberal judges, conservative judges, judges appointed by every president going back to Ronald Reagan.
So what was happening at the events that they were going to?
Well, in some of these cases, the events included some pretty sharply ideological content. At one event, there was a CEO of an oil company. That company is currently suing the federal government over financial regulations. In another event, they heard from a group that files lawsuits to change environmental policy in what they call a more pro-market direction. At another event in London, the judges heard a presentation from a far-right German politician, a member of the Alternative for Germany party. That party has been tied to right-wing extremism in that country. And this particular speaker we found has made some racially inflammatory and anti-immigrant comments online.
Wow. So clear points of view happening at these events.
Correct. And the agendas also include a lot of free time, some less academic agenda items like wine tastings.
Oh, very important at a legal seminar.
And we did contact George Mason to ask about all this. They did not answer our specific questions, but they did say, you know, very pointedly that these events are paid for with private money, not state funding. And their website lists donors that include big corporations like Amazon and Pfizer, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and also the conservative billionaire Charles Koch.
And what did the judges have to say about what you found?
Yeah, we contacted every single judge who failed to file their disclosure within that 30-day time limit and the ones who failed to declare those reimbursements that they received. One judge told me, quote, "It looks like we blew it." Another said he had no excuse. He said he was embarrassed and was fixing it. By and large, they said this was an unintentional oversight. One judge was actually unaware of the rules. Their clerk said I was giving them an education. Some judges blamed technical issues with the website they use for disclosure, and we did not see any indication that judges were intentionally withholding information from the public.
And any names of judges that people might recognize?
One name people would probably know is Judge Eileen Cannon of Florida. She's currently presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial for allegedly mishandling classified documents. She went to two of these George Mason events at a luxury resort near Yellowstone, and she did not get her disclosure uploaded within that 30-day window. The court said it was because of a technical issue, completely inadvertent. Then there was the judge who actually directs the administrative office of the U.S. courts. That's the office that implements these judiciary policies. His name is Robert Conrad, and he's from North Carolina. He also failed to upload multiple disclosures within that 30-day window, and his office thanked us for bringing this to their attention, and he fixed the issue.
And I'm assuming that judge would know these policies. So big picture here, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion in the last few years about ethics in the Supreme Court, conflicts of interest, free luxurious trips. Can you put these at this level in some context?
Well, yeah, these events have been controversial for a long time, and some people describe them as essentially glorified free vacations where judges get indoctrinated. Judges, on the other hand, told me that they can listen to different perspectives, they ask tough questions, they don't take presentations just at face value. And where everyone agrees is you need disclosure. I talked about this with Renee Kanaki Jefferson. She's an ethics expert at the University of Houston Law Center. And she told me disclosure is not just important for the lawyers and the people with cases before these judges.
Having disclosures of judicial financial interests goes directly to the public having confidence in the outcomes of those decisions, that they are free of any bias or influence.
And based on what we found, there are some real gaps in the disclosure system.
That's NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach. Thanks so much for this work, Tom.
Thanks, Layla.